Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare for Parshas Vayakel, which is also Shabbos Parshas Shkolim. So let us begin with Vayakel Moshe's Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, the very beginning of the parasha. I'd like to share with you a beautiful mashava from the Nesiv HaShalom. He asks three kashas. He says, first of all, what is going on that Moshe Rabbeinu gathers Klal Yisrael for a mitzvah, to teach them a mitzvah? We find Hakel for a bris, for some very special occasion. To find Hakel to give a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah, as it is here in the parasha, is highly unusual. Number two, he asks, which mitzvah is it here? The mitzvah of Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael v'yemer aleihem ela dvarim sheitziva Hashem la'aseh yisam sheishes yomim te'aseh melacha v'yem ha'shvi'i yiyeh lachem kodesh. Very strange. Very, very strange. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, when did he gather them? L'machra siyem ekipurim k'shiyored min ahar. Imagine. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. This is the third time when he came with the Lucha Shnius. And he says, tomorrow we're having a big hakel. We're gathering everybody. They all come together. He gathers them and he tells them, Sheshes yamin te'aseh melacha b'yam ha'shvi yiyeh lachem kodesh shabbos shabbosim la'Hashem. I want to tell you, no work on Shabbos. No work on Shabbos. No work on Shabbos has been mentioned numerous times, including in Parshas Yisrael, at Har Sinai, and last week in Parshas Kisisa. It's been mentioned numerous times. Why? He gathers them all, and they must be waiting for a special post-Yom Kippur message, and the message is, don't do malach on Shabbos. Needs an explanation. Kasha number three. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ela advar m'shatziva Hashem la'asais oisam. This is what Hashem said you should do. And what does he tell them? Don't do malacha on Shabbos. How is that you should do? La'asais oisam. Certainly, there's a deeper kavana, and Nesiv HaShalom shares with us the following kavana. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted your tshuva for the ego, and you will be zachet to go to Eretz Yisrael. But the tshuva is not complete. There'll still be years time until you get in. There was no gezeira of the 40 years, but still, the tshuva of the ego is not yet complete. You'll still be over the dairis. Anytime there's a punishment, there'll be a little of the cheta ego mixed in. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, I want to tell you a emtsoi, a way that a person can be zeicha to tshuva. And that is, if you use the Shabbos kilchasa, if you use the Shabbos properly, Shabbos will help you get more and more kapara. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that kuf yud ches amid beis, kol ha-shem Shabbos kilchasa, afilu ovar avay dezara, kedar enosh, meichlin loy. What does the Gemara say? That if you keep Shabbos properly, it's an avodah of tshuva. You get mechila even for avodah zara. Klal Yisrael, by the ego with their chet avodah zara, have now in the koyach of Shabbos a tikkun for this chet. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai in Yom Kippur. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven you. You can go into Eretz Yisrael. But the chet ego still lingers. And the einish of the ego will still linger for generations. And then he gathers Klal Yisrael together and he tells them, you should know, if you use the Shabbos kilchasa, you use it properly, it could help you achieve a true, meaningful, lasting kapara beyond what you have. Shabbos is ki yom tchila l'mikroi kodesh. Simple meaning, it's the first of the holy days of the year. Api Chassidus, the Nesiv HaShalom teaches, it's Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh. It's the beginning of allowing a person to achieve greater and greater kedusha, greater and greater meaning. And therefore, the Shabbos is an emsoi, is a way of aliyah. It's a way of an aliyah, a way of growth, and a way of backtracking for mistakes that a person has made. If this is so for the Dor HaMidbar, certainly in our generation. And if it's true for B'nai Torah, and Yeshiva Light, and Yeshiva all week, it's certainly true for somebody who's out in the workplace all week. Shabbos is the opportunity, Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh, to be the beginning of a person achieving a true level of Kedusha. We have to use it. We don't use it enough. Shabbos should not be a day that we dray around, that we waste our time. If all week you're running when it comes to the other things you have to do, of course Shabbos you rest more. But Shabbos should be a time that you wisely designate zmanim for learning. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, the davening is over so early, so early. You know when you go home and have a suda, you're going to be exhausted afterwards. Tell your wives, I'm coming home from shul 1 hour later. After Kabbalah Shabbos, stay in shul for a while. You're still wide awake. You have the suda to look forward to. Use the time wisely. Shabbos day, use the time wisely as the Shabbos gets longer and longer and sunset is later and later. That shouldn't add time to your eating and sleeping. It should add time to your Beis Medrash time. Says the Nesivas Shalom, you know how Shabbos is used for Kedusha? Through Vayakel. Through a Shabbos Betzibur. Shabbos alone at home is not the same Shabbos. A Shabbos Betzibur, it's a Derech of Aliyah. What a beautiful message from the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Let's move on to a second thought. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor is taught here as the genius of the Maisei HaMishkan. And genius is not just genius with Kedusha, genius with Erlekai, genius with Frumkai, that's Bezalel. Somebody asked Rechaim Kanievsky, is there any Chazal that tells us why Bezalel, who was just a bar mitzvah boy at this time, why Bezalel had the schus to be the one that was filled with the Chachma, L'chol Malacha? Rechaim Kanievsky mentioned a Medrash Shir HaShirim that it says it was in the schus of Miriam. As I state, the schus of Miriam, it could have still been Bezalel's father Uri, or Bezalel's brothers. Why was it Bezalel? Rav Palm used to say, also from a Medrash, that Yoiv Chochma L'Chakimin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to wise people, that somebody who has some wisdom, Hashem gives him more wisdom. Zeh Bezalel. Bezalel has some wisdom. The Yamalei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled them up with more wisdom. The question is, where did the first wisdom come from? If you have chachma l'chakim, you have some wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to it Hashem give chachma to wise people. Yesh kayat. If you have wisdom, you have wisdom. Rapam teiched. I don't remember in whose name, but he teiched. What's the first wisdom that brings you more wisdom? The first chachma is the appreciation of chachma satayra. If you're wise enough to appreciate Chachma Satayra, that comes from the Yetzer Tov. It doesn't come from a naturally good memory. It comes from the Yetzer Tov. If you choose to appreciate Chachma Satayra, you have Chachma HaKim. And so Bezalel had an appreciation for the wisdom of Torah. He damed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the wisdom of Torah. Ah, Sitaka got the wisdom of Torah. You have Chachma HaKim. And why was he chosen? B'shus Miriam? And why among the descendants of Miriam? Because he uniquely was Yoav Chochma L'Chakim, and he was an Adam Chacham, a wise person, and he was Zeichet to that. And so, two thoughts on the parasha. Let's move on to Parasha Shkolim. I'd like to do something unusual for Parasha Shkolim. I'd like to discuss what are Shkolim. You ever heard anybody discuss that on Parasha Shkolim? What exactly is a shekel? Baruch Hashem, we learn Gemara. And we learn all kinds of coins, shekel and sela and dinar and zuzim and prutas, all kinds of coins. And I think we just, it's a big mishmash in our minds. So, let me share with you. The main coins mentioned in Gemara are a shekel and a sela, which are synonyms. In the Gemara, a shekel and sela are the same. A dinar and a zuz. Dinar and zuz are the same. A dinar coin in Aramaic is a zuz, same exact coin. And of course, there's a pruta. A dinar is 192 prutas. 192 prutas. Need a siman to remember that. In Shul, when we learned Shkolim, we came up with a siman. 192 is Kuf Tzadik Beis Katzav. Katzav is a butcher. You want dinner, you go to the butcher. You go to the Katzav, you get 192 prutas to the dinner. The dinner itself, also called a zuz, is a quarter. It's a quarter of a silver shekel or sela. Stam coin is shekel or sela, so that the shekel or the sela is 768 prutas. If a pruta is a penny, it's $7.68. These are the main coins in Shas. They're additional, but too many in one shot is not good. Pruta times ketzev, 192 is a zuz or a dinar, times 4 is a sela or a shekel. And these are all silver coins, which are the normal silver coins of that time. And these are, as mentioned in Gemara, Chazal say that this includes a 20% add-on to the shekel of the Midbar. The Midbar was a little less, but this is the number for a person to remember. Now, the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, what exactly is the mitzvah? So you know, we do a half of the coin of any country we're in. So the Jews who are in France, give half a franc. In Britain, give half a pound. In Eretz Yisrael, give a chatzi Israeli shekel. In America, a half a dollar. What about Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash? Are we going to give? Now, it's a Beferish of Mishnah in the second parak of Shkolim that even in the Machzis HaShekel that was given to the Mishkan, it was the coin of the time. It says in the Mishnayos in Shkolim Perek Beis, Kishalu Lagailo, when they came back for the Binyan Bayis Sheni, they gave a half a darkoin. Darkoin was the going coin of the time. Whatever the coin is, you give half of that coin. When Mashiach comes, which coin will we give? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shkolim Perek Aleph, I believe it's Halacha Dalet, it's half of whatever coin it is, but it can't have a value of less than the Machzis HaShekel that was the original mitzvah. Since the Machzis HaShekel, oh boy, how much was the Machzis HaShekel originally worth? Well, at least according to the numbers we said, a shekel is 4 dinarim. Machzis HaShekel is 2 dinarim. A dinar is 192 prutas. 2 dinarim is 384 prutas. So that the minimum value of a half of a matveya would be 384 prutas. Given that a pruta, according to most Rishayim, is around a penny, it would have to be worth $3.84. So the half a dollar of American money would not work. Would not work. It has to be a coin which is worth at least 384. We'll have to figure out which Machzis HaShekel to do. What about a country that has many coins? A euro and a pound? A dollar and an Israeli shekel? The Chazanish writes, it's the highest value silver coin. Silver coin. Uh-oh, we're in a lot of trouble. There are no silver coins in the 21st century. And therefore, Mashiach will come. One of us will grab the opportunity and take over as Secretary of the Treasury of the new Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have coins, and the half coin is going to have to be worth at least that Machzis HaShekel, 384 Prutis, and Yitz Hashem will use that coin to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shkolim. In the meantime, we do a remez to mitzvah of Shkolim on every Erev Purim, on Tainus Esther. Sfaradim do it already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we do it till then, when Mashiach will come. Don't save your half dollars, your American and Kennedy half dollars. It's not going to work. We're going to need to have a proper Matzah Sashekel. And so, I hope that this information will help you as you go through Shas. The important thing is people should know a dinner and a zuz is the same thing. A sela, a silver, a sela and shekel is the same thing. Not only that, a geira and a ma, a shekel estrim geira haim, that's the same as the ma of the Gemara, mem, ayin, hey, the same thing. And 24 ma to a shekel after the, in Shas, after the 20% increase, then it's a rate 24. Geira or more to the shekel. And so, a little bit of handy information to help you through Shas, and Yitzhak Hashem, we should be Zaycha. To give the Shkolim and Yitzhak Hashem the Machzah Shekel, which is called Shkolim B'Lashav HaYodam, to give the Machzah Shekel, B'Korei V'Yameinu, in Hatzeinu HaKadosha, B'Bias Goyal, the B'Yabai HaShlishi, B'Meher V'Yameinu. A good and Shabbos to one and all.